Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready to dive in.
Today, we're looking at something pretty interesting, something we all come across all the time, really. Marketing, specifically some material from Davenport Psychology.
Interesting. Lots to unpack there, I bet.
Yeah, exactly. We see these messages about self-care and mental health everywhere these days.
It's true.
So we're going to kind of use Davenport's message as a starting point
I see.
to think about, the bigger picture of mental well-being in today's world.
Makes sense.
So have you ever felt like, I don't know, bombarded by all this talk about mental health?
Oh, absolutely. It's everywhere you look, right?
It is. And this material from Davenport is a perfect example. They really emphasize that, taking care of your mental health is more important than ever, especially with the, crazy pace of life these days. Do you think there's some truth to that, or is it mostly a clever marketing tactic?
Well, I think there's definitely truth to it. Our world has changed drastically, just in the last couple of decades, even. The way we work, the way we connect with each other, the constant influx of information, it's all really different. And that puts a lot of pressure on us mentally and emotionally.
It does. They specifically mention, we're always connected on social media. There's this constant pressure to succeed, got to juggle a million things.
Right. And all that can be overwhelming, even if we don't realize it at first.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're not just more aware of mental health now, we're actually facing new kinds of challenges.
Exactly. And I mean, think about the issues Davenport lists as examples, right? Anxiety, depression, all those relationship problems so many people have dealing with trauma.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It is. And it really highlights how diverse the challenges are. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation. Everyone's got their own thing.
So they talk about counseling, therapy, being able to help people overcome these obstacles. They even say it can lead to a better life overall. But be honest, does therapy really work? What can it actually do for someone?
It's a fair question, and I think it's important to be realistic. Therapy isn't some magic solution, you know? It's not like you go to a few sessions and suddenly, poof, all your problems are gone. But there is a ton of research that shows therapy can be incredibly effective. Yeah. One study even found that like over 75% of people who go to therapy see real significant improvement.
That's more than I thought.
It can be really powerful. And I think, one way to think about it is like therapy is about learning a new skill set.
Like what?
Well, things like managing anxiety, learning how to process all those tough emotions we all have, communicating more effectively, things like that, And ultimately, the goal is to give you the tools to deal with whatever life throws at you.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so you're not just stuck feeling helpless or overwhelmed when things get tough.
I get it. But, they use this phrase in their materials, transformative results, and that seems like, well, maybe it sets people up with expectations that are a little too high.
I see what you mean. It's important to manage expectations for sure.
What should someone realistically expect if they're thinking about starting therapy?
First and foremost, they should go in knowing that therapy is a journey. It's not a quick fix. You're not going to walk out of your first session a changed person. It takes time. You're going to put in effort, and it really does require commitment.
That makes sense.
And, this material mentions some different approaches to therapy, which is good.
Like what?
Well, CBT, for example, cognitive behavioral therapy, or mindfulness-based practices. There are so many different approaches.
And they all do the same thing.
Not exactly. They have different focuses, but they all aim to help you understand your own thought patterns and behaviors, because that's where change starts. It's about developing self-awareness, building resilience over time.
So it's about progress, not necessarily perfection, right?
Exactly.
And finding the approach that works for you.
Yeah.
This is all super interesting. So we've talked about the importance of mental health, how therapy can be helpful, and the fact that it's a process, not an instant fix. But
Absolutely.
let's go a little further. Beyond therapy itself, what else can be part of a good mental health, toolkit? What resources or practices or even just mindsets do you think are valuable?
That's such a good question. And I think it's a personal thing, Everyone's toolkit will look different,
That's true.
but it's something worth thinking about for sure. It's not just about fixing problems, it's about actively building a strong foundation for your mental well-being.
I like that. Building a foundation.
Because when that foundation is strong, you're better equipped to handle whatever comes your way.
Makes sense. Well, thank you so much for joining us today for this deep dive. It's been fascinating.
My pleasure. It's been a great conversation.
And to all our listeners, we hope you found this deep dive insightful. Keep thinking about this stuff. what would your ideal mental health toolkit include? It's a question worth exploring. And we'll catch you in our next deep dive.
See you then.